It's time for Chick Flicks, where Jack and Steve, who owns every season of Sex and the City on DVD, act out roles from famous movies that every woman knows and every guy, except maybe Steve, has never watched. It's time for Chick Flicks on Sunny 101.5.
I finally figured out something when it comes to Tracy. And it just hit me just now because she has the appearance of, you know, a very nice person, caring.
All right.
And, you know, really.
It's getting
down
deep.
Down to earth. But when I see.
Do you owe her money?
No. All right. No, but I'm going to hit. No, here's the payoff. Really, under all that, she really is twisted. I'm telling you that right now. Because looking at this chick flick, I finally, yeah, behind all that. Okay, let's just
all right.
Okay, if you know what the chick flick is, we're going to give you $25 worth of Johnsonville brats and a 4-pack of tickets to the RV Hall of Fame show. Okay?
You know, and this one is all thanks to Jack because,
yeah.
Well, you know, in Radio Paparazzi this week, we were talking about Richard Gere's marriage to his 35-year-old girlfriend, mm-hmm. which, of course, you know, had us all talking about Richard Gere.
Right.
So I just decided to have the guys do a scene from one of his movies.
All right.
So there's a big hint there. So setting the scene.
Got it.
She's a married woman who yeah. recently had a chance meeting with a younger, single man. So suddenly, Jack is younger in this scene.
Suddenly, Jack's close to Richard Gere's age, and I'm close to a 35-year-old girlfriend of his. So that's the sad part of everything. That I mean, if you think about it.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah.
Jack and Steve.
Hold on. She wants me to come over here.
Yes, it's just so much easier for me to not have to deal with that monitor. Okay. Jack and Steve, action.
Hold on. Okay. I'm ready. Are you?
Yeah.
How many girlfriends have you had?
Two.
Really?
Would I lie to you?
Sure.
Hang on.
I think... this is a mistake.
There's no such thing as a mistake. There is what you do and what you don't do.
Well, I can't do this! I forgot my coat. I'm sorry, I can't.
What's the matter?
I can't! You're not listening to me!
I am! Hit me!
Why?
Just do it!
Okay.
I think you could have hit him there.
Really hit me. You're twisted. That's what I said.
I'm a twisted individual.
236-1015. Good luck.